How's everybody? Good. Well, you know, as I said last night, we have a tremendous challenge on our hand here. Putting this one behind us as quickly as we can. We've not had anything official with the players. We let them rest it up this morning. We'll be visiting with them at 2 o'clock. And putting this one in perspective and then moving right into the 49ers. Today in a normal game week is actually Thursday afternoon, if that puts things in perspective for you. So we've got a lot to do. As far as just kind of recapping the game yesterday, really the key is third down. You know, when you're playing a good offensive team like we faced yesterday and where our offense is struggling, you know, the defense is going to have to get turnovers or get the ball back, and we didn't do that. And that really is, to me, is the difference in the game. And then they did an outstanding job on third down. You know, a couple areas that, you know, we must improve on if we're going to win football games in a short time to do it. But so that'll be our focus this week as we get ready for the 49ers. The 49ers are in a lot of ways probably in the same situation, see themselves in the same situation that we're in. Let one slip away, got beat at home, now have to deal with some injuries, and then come here on a short week, so they have as equal as great a challenge as we do. So it should be a short week and a good ball game. So questions?
How do you think the team will respond?
Oh, they'll be fine. I'm not concerned about them putting this behind and moving forward. All you have to do is just put on a series here or a series there of our matchup last year in either one of the two games against the 49ers, and we'll have their attention.
Your problem is getting started.
It was their defense. They were outstanding up front. It was loud, outstanding, and they were getting penetration, and they were matching up routes, and you know, we just could not get things going. You know, a couple three and outs. It took us a while to get a first down, and that's something that, you know, obviously we can't let happen against anybody, but we have to put that behind us as quick as we can.
Other similarities?
Similarities. We played three. I don't know what we mean, first two.
The other two games, their defense or your offense?
We gave up plays defensively in Atlanta, and we again gave up plays defensively that we should not have last week. So you get off the field, get the ball back for your offense, it gives them more opportunities, and we weren't doing that.
Why do you think they were so successful running the ball?
We did not get off blocks. We didn't tackle well. We didn't set edges. They featured more of a stretch, outside zone team where they got us running laterally and then cut the ball up the field. We weren't in position. So, obviously we got to get those things corrected, and we will. Those are individual matchups. And then, we didn't really have any free rushers. We did one on the screen where we picked up a first down. Sam got hit. But other than that, it was, them affecting coverage down the field and making Sam hold it. And then, Sam was taking some hits. And, they're excellent get off, well coached. And, they moved DeMarcus, all over the place. And, he played well. And then, we have breakdowns here and there. We'd have a back supposed to check and work his way out, and he stepped inside and bumped the tackle or bumped the defensive tackle when Jake was expecting help, and just little breakdown things that we got to get corrected.
Just one follow-up on Murray. When you looked at the replay of his touchdown, what did you see?
It's really hard to see. I haven't had a chance to look at the TV copy now. I think it would have been hard to overturn. What I'd like to see him do is just – challenge to just have them go to the replay booth. The score was confirmed, and I would like to have seen Carl go to the replay booth just to look at it. He may have had a shot, he may not have, but he never got a chance to look to see if the ball was out or not.
When you tried that fake punt, did you think about going for a field goal?
No, and that was a bonus. That was a bonus. It was a bonus possession. I thought we had, I thought we had a chance to make a play there, and they don't, you're not successful on all of them. But that's something we're going to continue to do. That's part of our philosophy is take shots and take opportunities.
When the guy jumped up in front of Pecker, was that the reason he had the pump fake and the window closed?
No, it was, I'm not going to get into details of the design because, you know, we've been known for doing things, but there was something, there was just a breakdown between Johnny and Stead. They did something that we hadn't seen before, and so yeah, it was. And we almost completed the pass. Almost had 4th and 15. It's difficult against their defense. And we had a chance to do it. So hopefully that'll help us down the line.
What have you seen from San Francisco so far?
From San Francisco. They're a very talented team with depth, and they've got injuries, but they've done a real good job with their depth. And if a guy goes down, somebody else steps up, and they have a very talented quarterback. And you know, I'm sure they're going to be determined to get the run game going, as we will. When Frank Gore has 11 carries and a loss, it's you can sense the frustration. You know, the Colts ran 39 times against them yesterday, and time of possession. When you're playing a quarterback like Cap, you got to keep him on the sideline, and that was the coach's philosophy, and they did a nice job with it.
Practice today, is it going to be what sort of no pads?
We're going to do enough outside to get things done. So, follow the same schedule, pretty much that we followed for the Thursday night game last year.
You've been planning this all along.
Planning.
Oh,
this has been planned for weeks, yes. This week's schedule, yes.
Why do you think you played San Francisco so tough last year?
Well, we ran the football. We played hard. We made plays, as they did. I think we matched up well against some special teams. We needed some breaks in the first game just to get to overtime, and we got those breaks. We had to fake a couple punts to steal a couple possessions and caught them off guard. But, they're a very talented football team, and, his coach has done a really nice job bouncing back after losses. And so I expect them to be ready to play when they come here.
How do you get your running game going?
We just got to hand it off more. We haven't had the opportunities. We got behind. So that's, we've got to get back to that early in the game.
Did you consider using the mill huddle when you got behind yesterday?
No, I didn't. Not for a while, but we eventually had to go to it. But very difficult to do there.
What, plus noise or
twice? Yeah, noise, silent count, and their rusher. Yeah, their rush, it plays into their hands. When you got a good pass rush on defense and you go hurry up because you're behind and you're one-dimensional, it plays into the defensive hands.
Did they do more like stunts and loops and stuff like that than they had shown so far this year?
They did some stunting, but part of the stunting, we forced them into the stunting based on our protections. So it wasn't the stunting that was the problem. We had there were two blindside blocks called on both punt returns, and I would support the call. I don't think they're fouls, but I would support the call because the officials have been encouraged to officiate on the side of player safety, and so I could see why that was called. But in my opinion, it was a clean block. It was a big hit, and we're fortunate that the Dallas defender got up because it was quite a lick. But I think the expectation once anyone sees that is that it's a peel back block.
Does it matter where they made contact? I mean, is there
a... It does matter, yes. Yes.
It was right here.
It was in the chest and the shoulder. Yes.
So
well, so. No, it's not. But what I'm trying to explain to you is that the officiating department has been encouraged to officiate on the side of player safety. And so if there's any question whatsoever whether the block is potentially too high, and it's a very quick moment, then they're going to throw the flags. It's easy to slow things down frame by frame by frame on video replay and say yes, it's a foul, or no, it's a foul. It's very hard to do in real time.
How do you know that's going to happen? How do you, because you didn't see what was happening.
Yeah, but you know what? You can't. This is a National Football League. You can't dwell on you. If you have to have a short-term memory, and if you don't, then you won't bounce back. This team, by and large, despite the fact that it's young, has a short-term memory and understands the next challenge, and that's where we're going. This is when we walk in the building. I'm not going to discuss anything as far as Cowboys are concerned. I'm going to start talking about our challenge on Thursday night because it makes no sense to do that. And so you explain what we have to do, what we haven't done over the last 3 weeks, and where we need to get better. And that's the, our philosophy, and that's the coach's philosophy here in the building, is you know, you have to put those things behind you and move on.
What do you glean from the way you did play yesterday that you can make?
Well, here's what we can't do, and here's what we have to do, okay? And just give them, just point out and give them a list of things that need to improve. You know, with some. Despite all, there were some redeeming things that did happen. We had some couple guys on defense that played very, very well. 21's playing good football. 52's getting better. He had a lot of plays, made a lot of plays. And so we've got some young guys that are really stepping up, and we're going to have to, you know, make sure they continue to improve and bring the rest of the guys with them.
So the normal week, you have more time to dwell on it, right? If you have you're playing next Sunday, you have more time to dwell on.
Yes. Yes. You know, we have a philosophy here in the building, and we follow that philosophy as far as how we go about correcting things on short weeks, on long weeks, on bye weeks, and things like that. And that's our business, okay? And I've been doing this a long time, and we're going to get it done, and we're going to have their focus on the 49ers. Okay? Okay? Thank you.